Good afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Jesse Dick. Registration is still open for ArtStart Rhinelander's 2018 School of the Arts Legacy Program to be held at Treehaven near Tomahawk in late September. Mackenzie Martin reports.
School of the Arts will be held from September 27th through 30th and feature classes that focus on art, nature, writing, film, pottery, poetry, painting, playwriting, dance, and more. Local author Victoria Houston will be giving the keynote address at this year's School of the Arts. Houston has written 18 books in the Loon Lake Mystery Series, which is based on elements from Three Lakes, Eagle River, Minocqua, and Rhinelander. Her keynote address is Friday, September 28th at 6 o'clock and is open to the public.
I'm going to talk about what are those elements that keep you going when you feel like you're doing A, bad work, or B, something nobody's ever going to see. And I'm going to help people get over that and move forward with their writing or their art, whichever way they're going.
Houston says School of the Arts is for professionals as well as people who just want to immerse themselves in something for a weekend.
When I was starting out, I used to go to writers' conferences, but they were in places like Baltimore, New York City, Chicago, and that can be very expensive. So it's so helpful to have the School of the Arts here where people can connect, because one of the things that's so helpful is being in the classroom with someone who is a professional.
You can sign up for classes at the School of the Arts online at artstartrhinelander.org. In addition to classes at Treehaven, there are also free offerings at ArtStart Rhinelander and the Rhinelander District Library. School of the Arts ran in Rhinelander as a function of UW-Madison from 1967 until 2015. Then in 2017, ArtStart Rhinelander revived the program under a different format. Mackenzie Martin, WXPR News.
It's back to school time for many children and teachers. It's a good time to make sure you have all of your needed school supplies and also a good time to get rid of or donate ones you no longer need. Mackenzie Martin has this report.
In Rhinelander, you can donate your old crayons or purchase crayons that have been remolded into new ones at the Hodeg Farmers Market every Saturday. Cassie Shefschick gets donations of crayons every year, then melts them into new shapes and colors and sells them.
I try to be sustainable. Everything I make is usually made out of something that would have been thrown away. It's almost like a renewable resource because there's always crayons to be recycled. And I've been doing it for over 30 years. It started when my children were young, and that was the way that I could afford to get them new crayons, is to make new ones out of their old ones.
Shefschick says they make 600 dozen crayons a year.
They're popular all summer long. As long as we're at market, they are very popular. We can be found at the Hodeg Farmers Market in Pioneer Park every Saturday from now until, mid-October, from 8 until 1.
Shefschick sells a dozen of her regular crayons for $2. Three larger crayons can also be purchased for $2. Mackenzie Martin, WXPR News.
Meteorologists are predicting another half to 1 inch of rain for Madison tonight with a chance of thunderstorms Sunday and Monday. That means more flooding for the capital city. Parts of the isthmus could be underwater by early next week. Lake Monona is at its 100-year flood level now, and city officials are saying it will rise even more. Governor Scott Walker has declared a state of emergency for the area. While Dane County Emergency Management officials say multi-agency resource centers will be open today and Saturday for flood victims, the centers will be set up to extend and streamline services for residents in parts of Dane County. Flood victims, or the United Way's 211 assistance line, had received more than 900 reports of private property damage by Thursday afternoon. And taking a look at our local forecast, rain in the forecast for the Northwoods as well, with a high near 66 degrees tonight. Showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon and this evening. Overnight lows around 59 degrees. Saturday, a 29% chance of showers before 2 p.m. and then cloudy and a high near 77. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low around 62. Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy and a high near 81. Stay with us. James Cape will be your host for Crossroads Cafe this Friday afternoon.